Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
ST, QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at www.w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a planned topic for this evening, so if anyone would like to bring one forward now, please call WD8QCN. All right, we'll check again as we go through check-ins. Are there any announcements this evening? Please call.
KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, WD8QCN. Go ahead, Sippy.
I just have the announcement that we are looking for more net controllers. Need to kind of split the work of running these nets. Thank you for picking it up tonight, by the way. And I'm specifically looking for anybody that can run the net on the 19th of December and the 26th of December. Just look me up and give me a ring at, you can find me on QRZ, Kilo Sierra 1, Papa Papa Yankee. Or send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. And the only other announcement, it's been suggested by members of the club that we try to include upcoming contests as part of the announcements, which can be found at contestcalendar.com. But the current contests up and going are the 160-meter contest from the ARRL, and a couple other RIDI roundups that are in progress. I won't go too much into them, but this next weekend, December 11th, is the ARRL 10-meter contest that'll be running all through the weekend, so that might be kind of interesting. There's some shorter ones during the week, but I'm sure we can get to those on Wednesday. But that's all I got for those parts of the announcements other than the official W4VA .org ones, which I'm sure we'll get to here in a second. That's all for me for the moment. KS1PPY, back to net.
All right, thank you, Sippy. KS1PPY, WDAQCN in the net. I do have the announcements for the club here. We have a club meeting this Thursday at 7:15 p.m., both in person and online. Links are on the webpage. There is also the Christmas party this coming Saturday at 5 p.m. Meats will be provided by the club, potluck for sides and desserts and drinks, non-alcoholic, and please sign up on the W4VA.org website.
X4KU.
X4KU, go ahead.
I'll just throw one more piece of business in here on the announcement. It's time for Club 2 renewals for the members. If you haven't renewed your dues yet, please do. We've had quite a number come in, so don't, don't wait till the last minute. Thanks a lot, Steve. Back to you, KX4KU.
Thank you, Kevin. KX4KU, WD8QCN in the net. I had that on my list as well, so dues are due. All right, we've also got a VE session coming up on December 18th for anybody that wants to upgrade. That's at 9:30 a.m. in Stafford. Next week, as Sippy was mentioning there, marks the 100th anniversary of the successful transatlantic tests, and there will be commemorative stations on the air as well as the 160-meter contest coming up. Dues time, and Sippy already covered the fact that we need more net control stations. It's not hard, folks. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Please give Sippy a shout and sign up to take him. You know, one night a month even is a big help. If we get two or three people doing that, it'll spread the load greatly. Does anyone else have announcements to add? Please call now. Hearing none, we'll take check-ins at this time. Please call WD8QCN.
KX4KU.
KS1PPY.
K1HTV. KN4.
K1HTV, Rich, KN4SPL, KO4QVB, and N7IVV. Good evening to all. Any further check-ins for the FARA Sunday night technical service net, please call now.
WB7RAV, in and out.
Copy, WB7RAV, and there was another station in there that was a little bit weak and had very, very low audio. Please try a little closer to the mic and try again. WD8QCN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Number.
I missed the suffix. Please come again. Got a Kilo Oscar 4 there. I did not hear your suffix. Please call again, please.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Echo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Echo. Matt, good to hear you on, my friend. Any other check-ins for the Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call now. All right, hearing none, we'll pass it back up to Sippy for general comments. KS1PPY, go ahead.
WAQCN in the net. Good evening, all. Not too much to add to it. I'm starting to get better as far as the COVID thing, so getting back into the swing of it. I'm going to go tomorrow and get a recheck, see if I'm completely cleared enough to not be on quarantine anymore, and see if I can go back to normal life, normal work. I find that I'm not as susceptible to cabin fever as I thought. I've actually enjoyed staying home, so we'll see how that goes. Just working all the bands, the 10 meters and 12 meters has been nice this week. Made a lot of new countries. I'm finally up to 151 countries worked, and still trying to pick out those little ones here and there. Finally, actually got a sked QSO with some guys out in Delaware, and maybe we pass around their information. I'm sure they'd love to communicate with everybody who's still looking for Delaware on their various bands. And other than that, that's all I got. KS1PPY, back to net.
Good, Sippy. Yeah, hope you're over that bug. Doggone thing, they sometimes take a while to clear, but glad you're feeling a good bit better there. And work in those countries. I think you're about tied with me now. I'm around 151, 152 with last look. I think it was 129 confirmed. And that's all on all the stuff I've worked on, FT8 and FT4 since about May. I've got a long way to go to get my logbook entered and uploaded to LOTW so I can check for the rest of them. Hi. All right, let's see. On to Kevin, KX4KU. How are you tonight?
WJQCN, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Steve, again. Thank you very much for doing the net. I'm doing well. Not much radioactivity. I did not realize. Pardon me, I have to take. There we go. Recently, N1MM had they added the new SDR interface versus the old spy server way. The old way used to, you know, you always have to. It was known that you'd have to start it. It would crash. You have to restart N1MM, and things would work. And you know, that got to be quite a headache, and it was quite temperamental. And the guys with the N1MM group created their own little SDR server program that works much better. So I installed that. Configured that and tested it out. And put that in, and that's good. So that worked out, and today I've been wrestling with making a longer coax cable. So actually soldering the ends on. I'm one of those people. Other than that, that's about all I have for tonight. Thank you again, and I'll turn it back over to you, Steve. WGAQCM Cats or KU back tonight.
Thanks, Kevin. Sounds like a good busy week there. How about Rich, K1HTV? I've been reading about you and QST a lot lately, my friend. Take it away.
WDAQCN and the NetK1HTV. Still recovering from a midweek bug. Still have a kind of a funny sounding voice. Well, I feel pretty good. Looking forward to the Christmas party coming up next Saturday. Got a Christmas party on Thursday as well, the Knights of Columbus one. And depending how long it runs, I may be able to get to the club meeting in person. But maybe not. Hope to anyway. But I'll see you guys on Saturday, those who are going to the party. Spent a good part of the weekend in the FT8 Roundup. Conditions are fairly good. Worked 45 states, 48 countries, 8 Canadian provinces, and around 550 plus contacts. Ran it all through WSJTX using their logging from there, and that at the end of the program created a Cabrillo file, which I and also have an ADI file which I imported to my logging program. So it was pretty much standalone WSJTX, not using 1MM, and the headaches that are involved with it. I don't have a scoring. I'd have to import the file to the N1MM and see if I could get a score from it. So that's about it from here. I work in some DX. I had some interesting DX on 40 this past week in the evening, right around 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. VU2OY in India popped in on 40 meters and was able to work him. Near the end of the contest today, at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the 40, worked two JAs on 40 via the long path over South Africa, which is quite surprising for my 75 watts. But that was with a power assist from the Yagi, from the 40-meter beam. That's been working fairly well. That's about it. Back to you, Steve. Thanks for doing that, and really appreciate your efforts. WDAQCN, this is K1HTV in Amosville.
Always a pleasure, Rich. K1HTV, WDAQCN, and I did pick up Mauritius this week. He popped in for maybe about 10 minutes. I forget which band it was on now. It was probably 10 megahertz, but... Yeah, I've been managing to work a few extra DX now and then, ticking the numbers up slowly. Heard Reunion Island on 10 megahertz just a little while ago, and he went and switched bands just as I was starting the net here. So I think he's down on 40 now. I'll have to listen a bit and see if I can find him again. But good times on DX. So how about Bob, KN4SPL, WD8QCN.
WD8QCN from KN4SPL. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for running the net. I did have a question for the net, but I think it was answered by that the FT8 roundup, because I was noticing I had very minimal radio time this weekend, but when I did click on the rig and turn on the computer, I did notice... I guess it was 40 I was looking at, but there was a lot of FT8 signals on, let's see, 7.090, and I guess that was the FT8 roundup, because I normally don't see FT8 signals up that high, but I'm assuming that's what it was. Besides that, I'm just helping out the family this weekend and getting all my shopping done, so I get to enjoy the rest of the season without having to run around town and buying stuff. So that's what I've been up to. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
That sounds good, Bob. And how about KO4KVD? How are you this evening?
Hey, good evening. WDA QCM State, this is Kilo Oscar, Quebec 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, this is Louis. Doing well, just sitting out here in front of my garage, my antenna, my little 5-watt handheld reaching out. So I've been doing that, you know, I can reach out, you know, throughout the county fairly well, but, you know, past that, you know, I've been using Echolink, and so I was able to reach some folks in Indiana and Trinidad. So that was my excitement for the day. So With the discussion of a net controller, I'd like to try my hand at it. Most of you all know that I'm fairly new at this, and this is just kind of like the next step in the evolution. So, if you don't mind, guy from Woodbridge being the controller, I'd like to give it a shot, but I would also need a lot of coaching and a lot of grace, if you will. So that's what I got, and this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, passing that back to you, Whiskey Delta Alpha, Quebec Charlie Mike.
Thank you, Louis. KO4 QVB, WD8QCN, that's Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November. It's a mouthful. One of these days I might get around to changing my call sign, but I've had it since 1978. Everybody knows me back in the day. So it's one of those call signs that's been broadcast from satellite telemetry, so hard to let go of, but it's a mouthful. Love to have you as NCS, as Sippy mentioned there, we've got some holes, I think, on the 19th and the 26th here this month. Would love to have you fill in. It's not hard at all. There's a script and complete instructions you can download from the website. Either one of us can help you find it. We'll circle back with you here after the net and get you squared away. There's also a NetLogger that we use semi-real time. I usually get it all up to date during the first check-in comments and try to go from there. But it's not real hard to use. It's pretty easy to set up. There was a password we had to go find for it, but that's all up there too. And it's really easy to run and just fill in your details in the script. You can tailor it a little bit as needed, and it's not hard at all to do. So thank you very much for volunteering for that. Love to have you as one of our regular net controls. And I'll throw it over to Brad in 7IVV. How are you this evening, and what have you been up to all week?
WDAQCN and 7IVV in the net. Good evening. Been another kind of quiet week. Radio and stuff, I haven't paid much attention for some reason. Seems like I've only been getting on, even though I've been home. Only been getting on in the evenings and late in the evenings at that, and things kind of were quiet when I was on, so haven't really done too much that way. But everything still works. That's always a good thing. And we'll see what happens over the next few weeks. I'm just sitting here thinking that I'm going to be taking some time off, so perhaps I could do a little mini-D expedition, take my wife over to the beach in Delaware and see if maybe I can't work some people from there. Maybe. My wife wouldn't be too thrilled with that, but oh well. Anyway, looking forward to seeing everybody at the club meeting. I don't know, maybe I'll go with Rich over to their Christmas party on Thursday and then our Christmas party on Saturday, and I'll let Kevin run that club meeting on Thursday. Hi. Anyway, I'll see all of you then. N7IVV, back to net.
Good, Brad. Could have sworn I've seen you bopping around on FT8 a couple of times this week when I was poking at it, but it might have been six other guys. Alrighty, yeah, going to the beach this time of year. You know, I might get the wife to do a little ice fishing. Actually, Sippy and I have been kicking around the idea of a mini D expedition over to Delaware and or Rhode Island here. Turns out I've got a friend who bought a house a couple blocks from the beach somewhere up in Delaware. So, Sippy, we could probably camp out there if you're still interested in making that trip. Maybe in the spring when it's a little warmer, though. All right. Let's see. I think Randall was in and out there. Don't know if he had any comments. We'll leave it open for a sec here. WB7RAV, WD8QCN.
WB7RAV. No comments. Just enjoy the season. WB7RAV out.
All right. Sounds good. Hope to see you there at the Christmas party and or club meeting here this week. And let's see. Then we come to KO4ROE, Matt. I think this is the first time we've heard you on the repeater here, brother. Take it away. How are you tonight?
Wow.
and that was real rough copy. I needed to try to find the good spot you were in when you checked in there, Matt, if you can, and try to hold your antenna steady. Try it again. Just keep it brief, though, until we know you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
I heard one word out of that, when you first started transmitting. Try moving around just a little bit more. Give it like three or four words and come back to me.
Bye, man.
A lot better. Go from there.
Okay, great. Look forward to seeing y'all on Saturday night.
Hey, Matt. And by the way, folks, Matt was the friend I brought out to field day, passed his test there, and I've worked him a couple times on 2 meters. He's maybe about 5 or 6 miles up the road from me here, but he hasn't been on the repeater much. He's a little bit mic shy yet, but we're working on him. All right. Any further check-ins for this evening for the FARA Sunday night technical service net, please call WD8QCN.
A7TRB.
HTV recheck.
Anyone else or any rechecks?
HTV recheck.
All right, got you, Rich. K7TRB, WD8QCN. How are you this evening, and what have you been up to all week?
WD8QCN, K7TRB. Well, doing real good. Haven't been doing much operating for quite some time. Got a house in Oregon that we're continuing to fuss with, trying to get it in shape to sell. We were out in June and July, and some issues persist, so we're kind of daily business with that. Only addition to the shack is I decided to acquire a game chair and see if it works any better. We're camping out here on the computer with various things, and recently acquired a RSV Duo, which I didn't really need because I've already got a RSV DX, so I'm trying to engineer how I'm going to use the two of them together. And last time I missed the last meeting, I blundered around and didn't get there, not realizing it had gone to a different location, so I didn't feel like barging right into the middle of the meeting, so maybe you can clarify what room it will be in this time. So, back to you, Steve. It's K7TRB.
All right, thanks for that, Gordon. And Rich, with a recheck, K1HTV, WD8QCN, go ahead.
K1HTV. Just because I was going to suggest to the station that offered to be net control, you need to improve your signal by at least 6 dB. You're noisy, and it's not a good idea to have a noisy net control. So try to improve your signal. Get your antenna up higher, lower loss cable, increased power when you're further out. Increased power would help. So your marginal right now is a net control as far as signal level. And, of course, your friend Steve definitely has to put up some sort of an outside antenna with some gain and get it up in the air because the signal is just barely making it. So it's all in the antenna. Secret to success in communications is in the antenna. So improve your antennas. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you guys. Thanks again, Steve, for taking the net. This is K1HTV.
Thanks for that, Rich. You know, Louis's signal is a little bit scratchy. It was copyable with no trouble, but definitely if he could get an outdoor antenna or get in a better spot or upstairs in the house or whatever the situation was, it would improve that a little bit. We can do some experimenting before he tries to take the net and try to clean that up. As far as Matt's signal goes, he is in Great Falls. He's behind the ridge, and honestly, I'm kind of surprised he can make the repeater at all from up there. It's a tough shot even on Simplex at 5 miles to work him from there. He's really kind of down in the hole. So, we need to maybe get him a little Yagi or something to stick up and see if he can do some ridge top knife edge diffraction. Hit the repeaters and get down this way a little better. But, a noisy net control is better than none at all. We'll say that. leave it at that for the moment here, and we'll go work on him. But any other check-ins for the Sunday night technical service net, please call now.
K1RA.
K1RA, Andy, good evening. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Mark. Just turned on the radio, running late after a late dinner tonight. And just want to say good evening. Hope everyone is doing well. Not much to report here on the radio front. Looking to get a couple of dipoles, OCFs, put together, and rebuild a ZS6BKW dipole here in the next week or so, and try to get them up in the trees in the backyard that all the leaves are gnawed down. The mulching of the leaves yesterday with the lawn tractor, and I looked up in the sky and saw pretty much the bare branches. So I think 'tis the season. Hopefully before the snow gets too deep. I guess now they're only calling for showers on Wednesday, but hopefully get a couple more warm weather days where it's reasonable to get outside and throw a couple of ropes up. Other than that, celebrating my 45th anniversary of on-the-air activities tomorrow. I made my first contact 12/6/76. So I don't know what I'll do to celebrate. Maybe I'll go to the novice 40-meter band and get out my old straight key and see if I can work somebody for contact. And that's about it. Back to net control. K1RA.
That's good, Andy. K1RA WD8 keys in the net. I'm only about 2 years behind you. I was licensed in December of 77. Really got active in January of 78. So, great times.
Let's see if I see in my logbook anywhere. I think I still have my old novice log around somewhere. I'll take a look for you. Okay, thanks for running the net. 73, K1RA.
Roger that. What was your novice call sign?
My novice call was Whiskey Bravo 1 Alpha Lima Whiskey.
Back to my log. That's the one I just started on typing it in manually here to try to get it all into a file I can upload. So I've got through maybe like 2 pages of it so far. That's a slow process, especially with all the satellite contacts in there. Good gravy. All right, any last check-ins, please call WD8QCN.
This is KD4REE.
KD4REE, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Just checking in to say hi. I haven't done too much ham radio, but I did listen for a little bit. Seems that HF bands are more active, and so are the satellites as well. Managed to pick up some satellites or APRs packets from, like, Oscar 44 and 84, I believe. Other than that, still planning my antenna for HF, so I guess I'll go with a dipole antenna at least on 10 meters so that I can check into the local nets in Alexander and Fairfax County. I think they're in our Vienna. That's all I have for the net. Kind of tired, so I'll say it's 73 for now. Back to net control from KD4RE.
Sounds good. Love the satellite work there. That's kind of how I got into my profession, is doing the AMSAT stuff, and then I got into actually building the spacecraft out at Weber State when they partnered up with AMSAT, and ended up doing it professionally for many, many years here. So great fun, good business, and it's a good amateur radio. Any further check-ins, anyone with technical questions, or any further announcements, anything at all for the net, please call WD8QCN. Hearing none, this is WD8QCN, net control for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. Thanks to everyone for joining us this evening. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Everyone, please remember, get those dues paid, and we'll see you at the club meeting on Thursday, and hopefully also at the Christmas party on Saturday. This is WD8QCN, closing the net and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks to all, and have a great evening. 73.
Yeah, Steve, quick question before you run. Where does your 8 call, what do you call home when you were first licensed? What part of 8 land?
I was in the best place to be from, Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, very good. Okay, yeah, I actually found my old logbook a couple of weeks back, stored in a box, so I have to go back and dig it up for memory's sake tomorrow and page through it. So anyway, thanks for running the net again tonight, and have a good evening. WD8QCN, K1RA.
This is Super duper, Andy. Yeah, I'll look through mine, too. The call doesn't ring a bell off the top of my head, but that was quite a while back, so who knows. K1RA, have a great evening, and always a pleasure. WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, over.
K04QVB, WD8QCN. How you doing, Louie?
Hey, doing great. So I just want to unpack a little bit about the running the net. You know, right now, you know, Rich is right. There's usually, I'm coming across a little staticky where I'm at now, but he and I have had a lot better, you know, connection when I was on my you know, deck in the backyard. And I put my antenna up on the table. So if you're amenable, you know, let's see if we can't, if I can reach out to you tomorrow, you know, a little bit before 8 o'clock to see, you know, and I'll set it up on my deck to see if it's, you know, comes across with a better signal. If you're willing, you know, I'd like to do a test run tomorrow at about, you know, 7:45, say at 7:45, and see if I can actually, you know, transmit clear. Is that amenable to you? Over.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I'm on, somebody else will be around, I'm sure. Rich or Andy are almost always around. One of us has always got an ear on the repeater. I'll just leave the rig on and remind myself to be listening for you here. But, yeah, it shouldn't take too much. I mean, you're just a little bit of frying pan noise on you there. Nothing really terribly objectionable. Your voice is perfectly clear and intelligible, so not a problem copying at all. It's just, you know, a tad bit weak is all.
Hey, copy. Yeah, so it does come come across a lot better when I'm in the backyard versus, you know, sitting out here in the front yard, so... We'll just give it a try, see if it comes in acceptably, and then we'll just go from there.
Just got to get one of those window pass-throughs and just kind of, you know, run a coax out, and sit in the house and do it, and you don't have to get cold.
Copy. I got a little heater next to me, so it's quite enjoyable for me. So anyway, so 7:45-ish, you know, I'll reach out to you and see what comes of it. So, hey, thank you very much. Thanks for running the net again. And WDA QCM, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, 73.
Before you run off, let me take a quick look at the web page here and see if I can find the preamble and everything for you for the net. And you can go ahead and download that and kind of start massaging it into a form that's comfortable for you. Stand by one.
Copy, stand by.
I'm looking here, KO4ROE, WD8QCN. Are you still on frequency, Matt? Yeah, just dead on. In a good spot now. I can hear you clearly there.
Really? That's kind of strange. I'm downstairs in my office, actually.
That's, for whatever reason, that's a good spot for hitting the repeater from. Your voice is nice and clear there. A little bit scratchy. You sound a little bit like Louis' signal there.
Well, it does sound a lot better. Here, but I mean, you're coming in clear, and I'm downstairs inside a house.
For whatever reason, the signal's bouncing out good from there.
Well, I'll definitely will stay in this spot the next time I get on the net. Thank you, Steve.
Matt, glad you checked in. Happy you can make the repeater from up there. I'll have to try listening for you on the input in a little bit here. Let me see if I can find this preamble here on for Louie. It's hiding somewhere. I know it's on the doggone webpage, though. I'll find it. Stand by a few. KO4ROE, WD8QCN. KO4QVB, WD8QCN. Still with me, Louie?
Yes, WDA QCM. Louie's still here.
Right. I found it. It was under the members page. Do you have a member login for the website?
I apologize. I do not.
No problem. If you have a good email, I can shoot a copy of this to you at.
Yeah, Steve, I sure do. It's, if you're ready to copy, it is the letter A, the number 4 and the letter B as in boy, and then Flyboy, F-L-Y-B-O-Y, at Verizon.net.
Okay, copy all. I'll download a fresh copy of this and shoot it over to you then.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Steve. I appreciate it. It just kind of lets me get, you know, a little bit more proficient on the radio and gets me, another tool in my tool belt to be able to, participate. So I appreciate you, helping me out with this. Over.
Pleasure. The more the merrier. And I know Brad and Mike there were a little stressed with all the things they have to do as club officers and running the nets on a regular basis. So, you know, if we can spread the load out a little bit, that makes those jobs a whole lot easier. And we certainly appreciate their efforts. So I'm happy to help out. It's been quite a while. I used to run nets back when I was in high school. I ran the Lucas County, Ohio Aries net, traffic net, and Skywarn net for quite a while, and that came in handy a number of times. So it's a good skill to have.
Copy that. Again, hey, Steve, you take care. Have a great rest of the evening. This is Kilo Oscar 4 at Victor Bravo, 73.
73, Louie, have a great night, and we'll look for you tomorrow. KO4QVB, WDHQ.